Well, more passionate political debate, this time in Washington. Anti-hunger advocates are outraged after House Republicans yesterday pushed through a dramatically pared-back farm bill, one that strips out the federal food stamp program. Now, we should be clear, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, as it's called, still exists, but it's been decoupled from the farm bill, and advocates worry that might make it harder to pass food stamp funding in the future. Yesterday's debate in the House was heated, to say the least. Here's Representative Corrine Brown of Florida.
This is a sad day in the House of Representatives. I want you to know that this is the people's house. And to separate the farm bill from the elderly, from the children, this is a shame. Mitt Romney was right. You all do not care about the 47%. Shame on you!
Well, Republicans also shouted protest, but the bill eventually passed the House by a 216 to 208 vote. Now, there's still a Senate version that keeps the food stamps in the farm bill, but that's unlikely to get anywhere in the House, so we are back at an impasse. Frank Morris, reporter for Harvest Public Media and here and now contributing network station KCUR in Kansas City, joins us. Frank, welcome, but let's explain what exactly happened yesterday. Why did Republicans want to remove food stamps from the farm bill?
Well, after the bill failed, the farm bill failed almost an unprecedented way a month ago, the Republicans decided to move to the right rather than try to pick up a dozen and a half Democrats or so. And so they split the nutrition title out and moved it forward that way.
Okay. Well, I understand that the food stamp program was 80% of the original farm bill's cost. So how big of a deal is this for the SNAP program?
Oh, it's a very big deal for the SNAP program. It's a big deal for ag programs, too. But, 80% of the cost, roughly $750 billion over 10 years. The food stamps programs have been expanding as the recession started a little while, in 2008. You're splitting it off is huge for food stamps. It's also, though, a very big development in this urban-rural coalition that's been together for five decades passing farm legislation.
Right. So explain to us a little bit more about that urban-rural coalition. It is the thing that led to the farm bill, including food stamps in it in the first place.
Right. 50 years ago. In 1973, Bob Dole and George McGovern got together and formed this coalition that is mutually beneficial to urban constituencies and rural constituencies. Rural America has been shrinking steadily for 100 years. There is only something like 40 congressional districts that really represent rural areas these days. And so the farm bill isn't just, the farm part of the agriculture titles in the farm bill aren't just for agriculture. They're also for conservation of rural areas and rural development, stuff like that. So these are important programs combating rural poverty in rural areas. And this was put together as kind of an expedient way to get support for two programs that might not be that popular on their own.
Mm-hmm. So I'm reading about the cost savings that are supposed to be included with this House version of this new farm bill, about $20 billion by consolidating or cutting numerous farm subsidy programs. Mm-hmm. Is that one of the reasons why the nation's largest farm lobby was actually calling on lawmakers not to split the bill? They're not happy with this either.
I don't think that $20 billion is the reason they were. I don't know, but I think that they didn't like the idea that was going to be cutting direct payments to farmers or to farm landowners. This is about a $5 billion program a year. That was going to happen no matter what. That's in the Senate bill, too. This idea, though, of decoupling the food stamp, the nutrition assistance from the farm programs, I think that is a frightening prospect to a lot of people, again, who just watch. You just look at the numbers and you see the rural population declining, and it is a, there's a loss of clout there. So while farmers themselves are not particularly worried about this kind of stuff now because the markets have been so strong, if the markets turn south on farmers, they're going to be, the implications for rural America are as significant as the ones to the nutrition programs.
Well, Frank Morris is a reporter for Harvest Public Media and here and now contributing network station KCUR in Kansas City. Frank, thank you.
Thank you, Megan.
Well, coming up next, how come some planes have 3-point seat belts and others don't?
That story coming up. We're back in a minute, here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, offering a variety of insurance products, including auto, renters, boat, and motorcycle. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.